This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker joined Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey for a press conference yesterday to express their support for the Right to Contraception Act. The legislation will be voted on in the U.S. Senate later this week. If passed, it would codify Americans' right to access contraceptives, including birth control pills and emergency contraception. It would also protect healthcare providers who deliver contraceptive care. Healey says this bill is about protecting women's health.
It certainly can be used as a method of family planning. It also has critical health benefits. Many women rely on contraception to protect against a whole bunch of things: ovarian cancers, anemia, endometrial cancers, painful cramps, cysts, and more.
Pritzker and Healey both say the timing of the bill's passage is even more important now ahead of the upcoming presidential election. An Illinois congressman is sounding the alarm on how Chinese companies contribute to illegal fentanyl in the U.S. Raza Krishnamoorthy is the ranking Democratic member of the House Committee on the Chinese Community Party. He says Chinese companies get tax incentives to export fentanyl to the U.S., and that sanctions could help eliminate the practice.
What we need to do is basically confront them with the choice: either stop the side hustle or face crippling sanctions with regard to your legitimate business. But you can't have the side hustle and that legitimate business, which is what they have right now.
Krishnamoorthy says he hopes cutting off chemicals from Chinese companies would dampen the ability of many sellers to bring fentanyl into this country. Researchers at Washington University are turning to nature to try to reduce the amount of plastic in our environment. The scientists at the St. Louis-based school say they're trying to engineer microbes to produce a biodegradable plastic alternative. Marcus Faustin is an associate professor at the university and director of a new center that's working on this.
Our goal is really to provide, you know, society with an alternative that eliminates the pollution in our land and the sea.
Faustin says the same basic process that gives us beer could potentially be changed to produce a plastic replacement. Chicago's floundering baseball clubs will meet tonight at Wrigley Field for the first game of the Crosstown Classic. The White Sox are at the bottom of the MLB standings with a 15-45 record. The Cubs have now lost six straight series. While Wrigley will no doubt be filled with disgruntled fans from both sides, WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says there are some positives.
The Cubs, some of the starting pitching has been very good. Shota Imanaga, he is definitely a Rookie of the Year candidate. With the White Sox, you've got a couple positives. Garrett Crochet has pitched very, very well. And Eric Fetty, he was the MVP in Korea last year. He has pitched well.
Tonight's game starts at 7:05 p.m. Something else you should know today. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced that the measles outbreak affecting Northeast Illinois is officially, quote, contained. That's after Chicago health officials declared the city's outbreak over late last week. Officials say no new cases have been reported for more than two full incubation periods. 67 cases total were reported in Chicago and surrounding counties since early March, with many connected to a shelter for migrants in the Pilsen neighborhood. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temps will reach the mid-80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting rain in the morning and sunshine later in the day, a high of 79 degrees. That's it for now. Later today, hear from the creator of a Pride event this Sunday in Beverly called Shout Out, a tribute to gays and gospel music.
The main reason I was able to meld everything that I am in this show is because the Chicago Park District has an arts division that's called Night Out in the Parks. And they actually put out an RFP last year that has a subcategory that's called Queering the Parks. So I saw that and I was like, what?
Band leader Lucy Smith and narrator Cheryl Corley talk about the tribute. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.